And long live Matt Barrows, who writes for the Sacramento Bee, sacbee.com. Getting up bright and early, and those typing fingers are in full force. There's never an off season for Matthew Barrows. Matt is Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being patient while we play soccer announcers singing during the broadcast. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I was having to brush up on my high school French after the 49ers signed Pierre Garçon yesterday. Now yeah. It's my high school Spanish that needs a little brushing up on.
Is it too simplistic to say, hey, the Niners signed Pierre Garçon, look out, here comes Kirk Cousins?
Yes, it is too simplistic to say that. I don't think there's anything in the works now. I mean, I think it's all but dead now. With all the dysfunction in Washington, does that mean that something could pop up at any point? Yeah, but I don't think that Pierre Garçon signed or will sign today with the 49ers thinking that Cousins was right around the corner.
Matt,
he's signing thinking that it's going to be Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback this year.
We've been hearing a lot about Kirk Cousins for a while, and then they put the franchise tag on him, and then after that it's like he's still saying that he doesn't want to be in Washington per reports and that he wants to be with the 49ers. Why the franchise tag? If something's going to happen, I think that's the most confusing, convoluted part of this whole thing.
Well, it is, and it shows that you've got to have three parties on board for this to happen: the 49ers, Kirk Cousins, and the Redskins. And the Redskins are the fly in the ointment right now. They put the exclusive franchise tag on him, not just the regular franchise tag. This was one degree further, where Cousins isn't able to shop himself even. Which is usually the case under the normal franchise tag. So, they did everything to make it seem like they were not interested in trading Kirk Cousins. And a lot of people interpreted that as, okay, now they're playing hard to get. They're just trying to drive up the bargain and trying to get a better draft pick out of it. And that still may be the case. But, at this point, the 49ers cannot operate as if Kirk Cousins is going to be their 2017 quarterback. Now, are they operating like Kirk Cousins may be their 2018 quarterback? Mm-hmm. Perhaps, but none of these free agents are coming in. I mean, I've been talking to their agents thinking that, oh, okay, we're coming in and my client's going to be catching passes from Kirk Cousins.
Matt Barrows of the Bee joining us on KHTK. Now that the Niners have filled some of their needs, I mean, you got some offensive skill players, you've got a quarterback at least, what do you think the next target is position-wise in the free agent pool?
Well, I've heard that they're still going to look at another run-stuffing defensive lineman. I remember they signed Earl Mitchell a couple of weeks ago. They still could be working on basically shoring up the middle of their defense, which when you give up a franchise record rushing yards and franchise record yards and franchise record points allowed, that's a pretty big area that you want to shore up. So there's that. I mean, they have one quarterback now and we'll need four for the beginning of the offseason program. So quarterback, they're not done there, and I don't think they're done at wide receiver either. I think they could add some more players there. I mean, the worst position over the last, 5 years has been wide receiver. And, just in terms of depth. And, that's something that Kyle Shanahan came in and said, listen, this is priority. If it's not priority 1A, it's 1B. So they're going to really revamp that position.
SACB's Matt Barrows joining us on KHDK. So, Matt, if we've got three roads here, one is Brian Hoyer, the starting quarterback for the Niners. One is Brian Hoyer tutoring whoever they grab, Trubisky, Watson, whomever it may be, or Brian Hoyer backing up another free agent to come in, or whether it's a trade for Cousins, whether it's Romo, whomever it may be. Which scenario do you see most likely?
Yeah, I see him being the bridge to 2018. And now whether that's Deshaun Watson taking over in 2018, them doing everything they can to get Sam Darnold, the USC quarterback who may be at the top of the draft class in 2018, or going after Kirk Cousins in 2018. Kirk Cousins very well could be an unrestricted free agent, which means that All they have to do is, you know, get him to agree to a new deal versus that plus turning over draft picks to the Washington Redskins. So I think he's the guy. I mean, until I see otherwise, Brian Hoyer would go in as the favorite. I mean, he's getting paid. You know, it's definitely bottom of the NFL starter money, but it's still starter money. I think it's something like $9 million a year he can make. He's the one who's familiar with Kyle Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan's offense. So he's going to go into camp, and he's going to have a head start on whoever else they sign, unless it's for some reason, it's Kirk Cousins.
With how bad the 49ers defense was last year, Matt, are we at all concerned that they haven't started to address the defense, or is it just still early enough that we shouldn't be concerned?
Well, they did bring in Earl Mitchell, and they're going to sign Malcolm Smith probably later today. So
that's
those are
far
two
from
guys who very well could be starting for this team in September. I think the thought process is that A, the draft is deeper on defense than it is on offense, mm-hmm. and B, you can get away with plugging a defensive player into a big position, a starting position, a little faster than you can an offensive player. So that may be it. I mean, it's simplistic to say they're concentrating on, you know, offense in free agency and defense in the draft, but I think when it comes down to it, that's how it's going to play out.
And what do you think, Matt, the, I guess, change in coaching staff and potentially a change in defensive system means for Arik Armstead and DeForest Buckner?
It's a good question because, you know, everything that's been written about them is how similar they are. And that works when you have a 3-4 defense and you have those two sort of bookend defensive ends in that system. They're bookends. But this defensive system is a little bit different. Each of those defensive linemen has a little bit different traits. I mean, I think at the end of the day, they're both starting in the base defense. The question is, which one of those guys is playing on the end and which one of those guys is playing defensive tackle? And, you know, frankly, I've gone back and forth in my own mind, and I asked John Lynch this at the combine last week, and he said, you know, we're going to figure it out. I mean, we're going to put them in practice and, you know, figure out which guy is best at which spot. Like I said, each calls for a particular set of skills, it's unclear who's better at which at this point.
SackB.com's Matt Barrows joining us. You can read his article right now talking about one of the signings yesterday. And also talking about, I thought it was a very interesting point you made, Matt, that Chip Kelly didn't use a fullback. Kyle Shanahan uses a fullback quite a bit, leading on three receiver formations. They sign 25-year-old Pro Bowler Kyle Juszczyk. And of all the signings they made yesterday, by far, Matt, I'm the most excited about that one. Talk a little bit about him and where that fits.
Yeah, he seems to have captured people's imagination. I mean, he's listed as a fullback, and you see that FB, and you're like, oh, boy, how boring, a fullback. But he does a lot more than that. He's got good movement skills. He's got good hands. And even Baltimore and their sort of, you know, power-based, might-is-right offense moved him around quite a bit. You know, they put him in motion. He's in the backfield sometimes. Sometimes he was on the line of scrimmage at the end of the line. So you can imagine that Kyle Shanahan is going to do that and probably more with him. So, you know, people will look at his contract and say, well, you're paying that much for a fullback? But really, he's a fullback, he's a halfback, he's an H-back, he's a tight end, and he's good on special teams. So I think that's going to be the theme when you hear Lynch and Shanahan finally talk about him, maybe later this week, maybe next week, is that they've really brought in a guy who's got a lot of versatility. And when you pair that with a creative offensive coach, that's going to pay dividends. And I can just envision him being a fan favorite. No one can pronounce his name. And so when he catches a touchdown, you could just hear the crowd just yelling, "You!" or something like that. Yeah. When he's in the end zone with the ball.
Matt, I'm seeing reports that Phil Dawson isn't going to re-sign with the 49ers. 42 years old, he's been there for a long time. What is the motivation behind this? Does it say something about what he thinks about the team going forward, or is this the team that maybe don't want to continue with him?
This is all about money. Phil Dawson has been paid, I think, you know, top five, top, you know, six or seven kicker money over the last few years. He's going to be 43 at the end of the season. I think he's 42 now, the second oldest guy in the league. And he's basically said, this is the number I want to be paid, and if I don't get paid this, I'm going to retire. And
retire. Wow.
He's 42.
yeah, I know, but it's like, okay, if you want to continue to play for a certain amount of money, you would think that maybe you'd try and shop for a team that's willing to pay you that.
Well, and that may be what happens at the end of the day. Like I said, he's drawing a line in the sand. The 49ers don't want to pay that amount. There are, you know, a fair amount of kickers on the market. I can't name them all off the top of my head, but anybody who plays fantasy football will be familiar with the names. There's maybe half a dozen. So the 49ers do have options. I think they'd much rather have Phil Dawson back for another year, just given how beloved he is inside the locker room. You know, he's still sort of breaking in a young punter, too, in Bradley Pinion. And I think they'd like that veteran presence sort of balancing out Pinion still for another year. But they don't want to pay the $3.1 or $3.2 million that he's asking for right now. Basically, what I'm saying is that this could go either way. It's going to go in the way where they part ways.
Matt Barrows is with us on KHDK. I want to ask you about the running back position because they've needed help for Carlos Hyde for a while, especially when he can't stay on the field. But is there any concern when it comes to adding that depth that there might be an adjustment period for Hyde, too, running behind a fullback? That's not something he's done a ton of in his career, even in college. Is there any concern with that at all?
Yeah, and to go back to your first point, where else are they looking in free agency? That would be another position, I think, that they need to bulk up. And that's a concern, although, you know, Kyle Shanahan has been outspoken in saying that when he watches him, when he watches Carlos Hyde, he sees somebody that is going to be able to adapt very well to his offense. And you saw that in Washington with Alfred Morris, a bigger back. Between the tackles back and, you know, did very well those years under Kyle Shanahan. So I don't think that anyone thinks that it's going to be a too steep a learning curve. As far as the position, though, you know, Shanahan likes the a back that can catch passes out of the backfield. And Juszczyk definitely is going to have that at times, but you got to believe that the 49ers are looking at some other options as far as a change of pace back, a guy that can come in on third downs and catch passes out of the backfield.
Last thing for Matt Barrows with the Sack B joining us. Torrey Smith signs a 3-year deal with the Eagles worth $15 million. I understand a lot of the changes the Niners are making. It seemed like Torrey Smith still had something to offer. What happened there? Why didn't they make a move for him? And what was ultimately his demise in San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, you talk to different people and you get different answers. He obviously was not, you know, playing up to the level of his contract. Torrey Smith would conclude that's because the offense was designed in a way and he wasn't getting a lot of passes. And I think in his heart of hearts, he would say that the quarterback play wasn't very good. I don't think people, adored him in the locker room, for one. And like I said, at the end of the day, you look at, all right, who are the top five guys as far as salary on your team, and are they, you know, deserving of that money? And, you know, a couple of them, Torrey Smith and Antoine Bethea, just jumped out. And I think Bethea was more not a great scheme fit. And, that may have been the issue with Torrey Smith. John Lynch said at the combine that Kyle Shanahan is very particular about his wide receivers. He wants certain traits. I don't think you and I would understand exactly what those traits are, but it may have been that he watched Torrey Smith and decided, okay, this isn't the type of receiver I like. You know, Torrey Smith obviously has been productive in this league, so he is good, but maybe not Kyle Shanahan's cup of tea at the end of the day.
Matt Barrow is with us. Check Matt out at sackb.com. Just go to sports if you're doing it the old-fashioned way. Click on the 49ers with Matt Barrows, and you get a treasure trove of information from the best guy in the world covering this team. Talks about Brian Hoyer, also Malcolm Smith, Kyle Shanahan, and obviously about the 49ers' newest fullback. We always appreciate your time, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Take care. That's Matt Barrows joining us. And very, very busy team, these 49ers. Also interesting, we're talking a lot about the Niners because they sucked last year. They have a lot of picks, high picks. They have a lot of money to spend. I'm curious, the Raiders are kind of flying under the radar right now, and you know they're going to do some things.
I think they'd probably like it that way, don't you think?
I think so.
Teams that are in that position get to wait and see everyone else spend big money and then pick up the scraps of the good depth.
Well, and that's something, I'll say that Reggie McKenzie has done a great job of picking up really valuable players.
Interesting to see where everything ends up. Tony Romo will be released today. Also, reports that Jamal Charles and the Seattle Seahawks have some interest in each other as well. As things fly around in the silly season of the NFL, we'll keep you updated. And as we mentioned, talking to Matt Barrows, Torrey Smith, the former Niner, was a free agent for about a day. Signs a 3-year, $15 million deal with the Eagles, who have just been eliminated from playoff contention. We'll take a break when we come back. Sean Madison, the director of the upcoming documentary Tom Boy with Katie Christensen and like one other person. Christensen's Tom Boy.
That's really bad.
That's how you should title it. Well, we'll talk to Sean next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.